We're back at the Last Supper. Jesus is telling the disciples what he needs them to hear before he leaves, before he goes into this most awesome time. And so he begins with washing the disciples' feet. We see it over there on our post, on our banner with the basin and towel. Then he promises them in chapter 14 the gift of the Holy Spirit, that they will abide in the Holy Spirit forever. He moves in then to our passage, which is John chapter 15, the vine and the branches. And he said to them, and he says to us, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them will bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And you are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commandments so that you may love one another. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Here in chapter 15, Jesus uses 17 full verses to say the same thing he just said in chapter 14, just in a different way. Chapter 14, verse 5, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Sounds familiar. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him or knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he is with you. Jesus says, I will always be with you. I am giving you my Spirit, the Spirit of the living God. God's own Spirit is in you, is with you. Jesus himself is part of you. You breathe in and out the Spirit of the living God. He abides in you and you abide in him. We have no choice. You have the Holy Spirit with you forever, and the Spirit of truth reminds and leads and comforts, and we abide in him. In verse 17 of chapter 14, Jesus says, you know the Spirit of truth because he abides with you and lives in you. Moving to vine in the branches, 11 times in the first 10 verses of that scripture, Jesus uses the word abide. Abide in me as I abide in you. You cannot bear fruit unless you abide in me. You abide in me and bear much fruit. As my Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in me. Abide in my love. Keep my commandments and you abide in my love. Abide in my love and you will abide in my Father's love. 11 times he uses these verses. In 10, it uses this word abide in 10 verses. Now, I am willing to bet I don't use the word abide 11 times in 2 years. So I had to go look it up. And I found out it's a very personal thing, very personal, this abiding. Obey, adhere to, accept, stick to, respect, hold on to, stand by, defer to, conform to, uphold, act in accordance with. To abide in Christ and the Spirit of God is to conform to Him, to respect, to defer. And I hope that's my personal relationship, my spiritual relationship, is abiding in the life of Christ. At the same time, Jesus commands us to, when He commands us to abide, Jesus is calling you out. It's very personal, but it's more. Jesus has called you out today. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear fruit. Fruit that is good, fruit that will last, fruit that will multiply. This is the ministry, this is the doing life of being a Christian. This is the abiding in Christ. This is the go out to all the world and make disciples abiding with Christ. This is our calling. This is our ministry. This is His command for us. His command for us. He has called you to bear fruit, to live the abiding love outside of ourselves, outside of this sanctuary, so we can help others grow and they themselves can learn the same abiding love that's brought you here this morning. A man named William Barclay just nailed it. The only way to spread Christianity, he writes, is to be a Christian. The only way to bring others to the Christian life is to show them the fruit of the Christian life. Nailed it. Jesus sends us out of this sanctuary not to argue with people, not to prove Christianity, but to attract people to Him so that they may abide in Him. Not to look down on others. Oh, you don't know Jesus. Have you been saved? I run away from people who ask me that question. I really do. Our job isn't to confront, but to introduce. Not to live off by ourselves saying, wow, I got the gift of the Holy Spirit, man. I'm cool. I got this. That's not our job. Our job, our ministry, our command is to follow the Holy Spirit into our little part of the world where the Holy Spirit is leading, and we abide in Him. He abides in us no matter where we go. To live it so that others will be attracted to and know the abiding love of Jesus Christ. To abide is first by acting in simple Christian ways. I like the bumper sticker, and I work at living it out. The bumper sticker, love God, love others, says it. If I am joyful in my faith and others see that joy, they'll may not be attracted to me or how I'm living it out, but they're going to be open to the faith. If I'm angry, argumentative, judgmental, and tell people how they should run their lives in Jesus Christ, I hope they run away from me. They should. We bear fruit by loving our family in real ways. We bear fruit by loving our friends in real ways. Our acquaintances, people we just run across. And it doesn't take any special talent ever to bear this kind of fruit. One of the coolest things that happened 10 days ago is that Covenant Church got a shout out at a Rampart graduation speech. Yeah, how cool is that? One of the students said, one of the things he's going to miss about high school is grilled cheeses. Now, he might have gotten the name wrong, but our witness to the abiding love of Christ, he got perfectly. Young people come and come back, not because we're preaching at them or proselytizing them, not because we are judging them, not because it's good and cheap, well, maybe because it's good food that's cheap. But in their own words, they come, "Thank you so much for giving us a place to relax and have fun. I will be forever grateful. You created a great space for students to come and enjoy. I enjoyed the openness, niceness, and community-like feeling. Thank you for helping kids to be more comfortable in a church setting. I feel like this place always makes me smile. I truly enjoyed the great hospitality. Thank you for your support in the community. This has become a defining culture of Rampart. And I really appreciate all the work and love putting to helping our little Colorado Springs community." Now, I hope you feel good about all that, but I didn't read it so you'd feel good and go away saying, "Wow, aren't we great?" I'm pointing out how easy it is to abide in Christ and bear fruit that is good. It does not take any special talent to put chips and salsa in a bowl. It doesn't take any special talent to smile at someone and say, "Good morning," even if you're feeling, "Yeah, this is a bad morning for me, but good morning." At the same time, and again, I'm not saying this to pat us on the back and to say, "Aren't we great?" We are an extraordinarily gifted, an exceptionally talented group of people. We have as many gifts and talents as any community of faith I've ever been around, and I've been around a lot. We are called, we are commanded by Christ to use these marvelous gifts and talents to bear much fruit, fruit that is good. "As the Father has loved me, so I love you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends." Our job, our calling, our command is to lay down our lives. And I'm not necessarily speaking of martyrdom. There are those who have done so. God bless them. This means coming out of ourselves, giving what we have, making real sacrifices so others may come to know the abiding love of Christ. Real sacrifices. The Bible is overflowing with followers who gave their gifts and talents and time to bear fruit. Some gave great riches, some gave simple riches. Just naming a few, Paul gives all his brilliant writing and rhetorical skills. Peter gives his exceeding passion and enthusiasm. Luke 8 tells us Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Suzanne, and the others gave out of their means, changed their whole lives to give him the support and the ministry, the support they needed. My favorite in the Bible when I talk about these type of things is Acts 9 in Dorcas, also known as Tabitha. She was known in her community because she sewed quilts in clothing. She was honored in her community because she gave that simple gift. Of course, the Magi give gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The poor widow, 2 coins. I ask you to really consider these questions. What will you do to bear much fruit in the coming days? How will you use your God-given gifts and talents to love in real ways? I'm calling you out this morning. This isn't the friendly, happy Pastor Steve. I'm calling you out. Ask yourselves, what gifts do I give to God this week? What part of my life am I called to lay down in order to abide in him, and so others may know how to abide in him? How am I going to show his love in the world? What gifts and talents will you use? Calling you out. What gifts and talents will you use to bear abundant fruit? Now, only you can answer these questions for yourselves. But I got to tell you, this world has so many needs, so many opportunities. And right here in Covenant Church, we have needs and opportunities for you to come and bear much fruit. First of all, pray. We're good prayers. We just talked about that in roundtables. We're good prayers. So pray some more. Pray for our new pastor. Pray for our PNC. Pray for our continuing ministries. Even if you are in a season of life where you're slowing down physically and can't do a whole lot anymore, we can always pray. We still pray. We are expanding as a church. One of the reasons we've had, what is it, Chris, 85 or so MIFs that come through? Yeah, about 85, because we are expanding. We are growing. We are a great church. We're an appealing church. And we are expanding, and so we need volunteers. Our youth group, between middle school and youth group in high school, some 60 students over the week. 60-ish? 60-ish students during the week. And these students need adults. Jason and Sarah need help. Our children's ministry is on the cusp of exploding. We need volunteers. Our office and support staff, help. Our commissions lead and guide the ministries of this church. We need people on these commissions. You are smart people. You are veteran people. You are good people who know Christianity and how to do it. We need you. We need you on our commissions. We need to hear from you. We need your guidance. We need your leadership. In the coming weeks, you're going to hear a lot more about bearing fruit right here at Covenant. But this morning, I'm just going to ask you, what is your gift and talent? And how will you use that gift and talent to bear much fruit right now, right here? Now, laying down one's life or part of our lives to abide in Christ can be scary. But you won't do it alone. Whatever you do to volunteer here at Covenant, we have a staff and already wonderful volunteers who I thank for all your time and talents and offerings. But all these wonderful volunteers will walk right with you, train you up, abide in you and Christ's love and abiding in each other. When my grilled cheese name tag claims that I am a master butterer. Because others showed me how to get the slice just thinly even out. But more seriously, we have our folks who are great teachers and trainers. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. Repeat after me. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. He abides in you. Oh, I didn't expect that. Jesus Christ abides in you as you abide in him. And because he is the vine, you are the branches, we can go forth and bear much fruit. You have the Holy Spirit of God in you and with you. Amen? Amen. The Spirit of truth teaches, reminds, leads, guides, comforts, sticks with us through everything. Remember what he said. You know the Spirit of truth because he abides with you and lives in you. I beg you this week, beg you, to consider how you will bear much fruit and help the Spirit as the Spirit abides in you. Amen.